Hi, David. Congratulations. My question is just, are you concerned the way your middle order is performing, especially in last four games? Are you concerned on that? And one more part of the question is Shakib available for the next game?
Shakib Al Hussain?
Yes.
Yeah, of course he's available. Yeah, he's a fine player. He's won us probably two games or contributed to two wins. So, yeah, I'd like to think he's available. And I think everybody's going to be available for selection. So it's going to be a tough call by the head coach. And secondly, about middle order. No, I'm not concerned because they're all classy players. They know how to play. It's just the difficult nature of the pitches that we've been playing on. It makes the middle order players sort of stand out. They're not getting their strike rate of 200. They have to knuckle down and maybe get strike rate of 110 to 120. So not concerned. We go to Dubai full of confidence and, yeah, you just never know what's going to happen.
Nikhil Bapat.
Hi, David. Your thoughts on the partnership between Shubman and Venkatesh Iyer? I turned into you. Did that lay the foundation stone of today's win? Though we saw the middle order collapse, had that partnership not been there, things would have been difficult for your side. And especially your thought from Venkatesh Iyer, today's not. He looked classy too.
Well, yeah, we found a player in Venkatesh Iyer. Not only is he a classy player, but he's a wonderful person, wonderful team man as well. So, yeah, it's great to see him freed up today. I thought he struck the ball superbly and from ball one. So I think some of his big sixes that he hit actually changed the tempo of the game and got us into a winning position. And furthermore, the partnership, the opening partnership that we had between those two opening players was just class personified. They complement each other really well. If one player's going, the other one sits back and gives the other person the strike. And I think they run between wickets really well and they get on famously off the park. So, yeah, we've definitely found a nice opening partnership there and hopefully it continues for one more game.
Hi, Coach. How would you describe those four ducks in the middle? And what was the discussion going around among the coaching staff when all was unfolding in the middle?
As in the last over? Or which part of the game?
All the four ducks of Owen Morgan, Dinesh Karthik, Shakib Al Hasan and Sunil Narine. What was the discussion among the coaching staff in the dugout?
Yeah, it's a really good point, really good comments. Goal with playing on these pitches is definitely to aim straight, and I think we went away from our game plan of trying to hit a bit too square. But you got to give credit to the bowlers of the Delhi Capitals. They bowled fast into the wicket, the ball stayed down, and yeah, it's one of those things where one keeps a bit low and you don't get off strike. But we've got full credit in Morgan, full confidence in Morgan, Dinesh Karthik and Shakib going into the next game. They've done it countless times for their countries and in the IPL. So, yeah, we're looking forward to the next game.
Coach, we have a question on chat. You know, a word on Shubman Gill and how impressed you have been with his development as a player in the last few seasons.
Sorry, I missed all that.
Your word on Shubman Gill's performance and how impressed you have been with his development as a player in the last few seasons.
Is that Shubman Gill? Well, Shubman's class, everyone knows he's going to be a 10-year veteran of Test match cricket, one-day cricket and T20 cricket for India. It's just how he gets there and how quickly he gets there. What he does, he gives the whole batting group a lot of confidence, the way he goes out there and just seeing him strike the first ball to the cover boundary just soothed a few nerves amongst the boys in the dressing room and in the dugout. And everyone knows that he's just such a classy player and talented player. And I, for one, am just looking forward to and seeing him grow as a cricketer and as a person. He's a quality person on and off the park.
We'll just take a couple of more questions. Sandeep Sarkar, please go ahead.
Yeah, congrats, David.
Thank you.
KKR has never lost an IPL final. So can this be an extra motivational factor for the team? And my second question is, how are you planning to manage the dew factor in UAE?
Yeah, well, dew is going to play an important part, you would think. I'm hoping the groundsman sprays the ground beforehand, so therefore both teams get a fair and equitable game, whether you bat first or bowl first. Yeah, but it's going to be a huge issue, as will the toss. But we're just going to execute our skills under pressure. And who knows, if we have, we're really well planned and really well measured. So if we plan well, execute well, yeah, hopefully we come out on top. In terms of the grand final and our record that we have in it, it's, it's a great record to go into a grand final, and you do take a bit of confidence from that. But playing against the Chennai Super Kings, who have barely missed the finals in the history of the IPL, so yeah, it's going to be a great contest. They're very well coached, the Chennai Super Kings, and yeah, I know walking into the dressing room tonight, all the boys cannot wait to get to Dubai and play on Friday night.
Vedant Sharma.
Hi David, many congratulations on the win. From 7th position on the points table in phase 1 to eventually making it to the finals of the IPL, of course, just one more win and that one more star will be there on your jersey. Do you think it's because of the inclusion of Venkatesh Iyer, or is it something different what Brendan McCullum and Owen Morgan have done together which has led to this dramatic change in the team?
Well, I think all three have contributed to the brief turnaround. I think the break at the halfway start of the IPL definitely helped, but I truly believe that Morgan's captaining really well. He's marshalling the troops. He's tactically very clever. The bowling changes have been spot on. I think that's contributed to our success this time around. Venkatesh Iyer, we've discussed him before. He's just a class player up the top. He's a tall Stephen Fleming clone, I believe. He's got a big future in the game, and he's a quality person. And as for McCullum, it's unheard of what he's actually done here. It's remarkable. We were 7th in the table, not playing great cricket, and he's just turned it around. He's given everybody a fresh lease of life. He's freshened up the place. Everybody's happy. Everybody's smiling. And he should take a lot of credit. I know he won't because he's a very humble man, but he should take a lot of credit for what he's able to accomplish this part of the IPL.
Just one final question on chat. Coach, how is Andre Russell, and is there any injury update on him?
Well, Andre Russell's tracking nicely, I think. He was bowling before the game today, so I think he might be in the mix. I might have to discuss that with the medical staff first, but yeah, he's been doing all the practices, training lots before games. He's been quality around the group, so yeah, he'd definitely be in the mix. But fortunately, we've got unbelievable medical team here. The physios, they work around the clock, and so does the doctor. So if anyone's going to get them up, it's going to be our medical staff. And knowing Dre, he'll be desperate to play too. So, yeah, hopefully he does get up because he's one excitement machine.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for joining in.